If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is same as always, 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I think I may have started telling you about my tea earlier and maybe didn't finish it because there was a point I wanted to make about that. I didn't do the usual kind of thing this morning because I ran out of ginger. Yeah, that's where I got to, and then I didn't finish telling you the rest of it. I didn't have any ginger, so I just used two store-bought teas. And the store-bought teas that I picked this morning, Judy had purchased a couple of several I hadn't seen before, and really interesting. One was a green tea base with some jasmine in it, and the other one was a peppermint tea. Basically, that's all it was in it. So I mixed the two together, and it made a very nice tea. I really like it a lot. May end up using that as the base of my tea a lot of times. Green tea does have a little caffeine, but it's a very low level compared to drinking you know, regular iced tea or coffee or something like that. But it got me thinking about the jasmine, what kind of jasmine is best for tea use. And the one that I've always talked about is the one that everybody seems to agree on, sambac jasmine, which is a cool little tropical plant to grow anyway. You can't grow it outside during the cold. You have to protect it. But it's a beautiful little plant, and the flowers are very fragrant and really wonderful in tea. So I recommend you growing it anyway. I was looking at to see if we had the proper information for it on my website, and we've got a sambac jasmine in there, but I need to cross references and expand the information about it quite a bit. So I've made a note of that. We may even turn that into a newsletter for everybody. So got that coming up. But that's it's a good one to look into. Sambac jasmine, S-A-M-B-A. A wonderful Christmas gift you could give somebody would be give them this recommendation. They can get for free the first step of it, a free consultation with a doctor I'm a big fan of, Dr. Darcy. He's the one that did my knee with stem cell therapy, my torn meniscus. And it just turned out great. If you have any pain or any kind of issues that you're thinking about having an operation or having to take a bunch of medicine for or whatever, I would recommend that you take advantage of this and look into it. It's a free consultation to see if the stem cell therapy would be right for you, and you get to call and talk to Dr. Darcy and meet with him personally. The telephone number is 469-600-8794. Achieve Vitality is what it is. And by the way, this is different than most of the stem cell therapy that you see advertised and all, where they take some of your own fat or stem cells and they churn it and try to grow more and all that. These are the cleanest and the most concentrated, they're able to be counted stem cells that are available in the world. They're umbilical cord stem cells, and it's the way to go if you're thinking about going that route. And the number again, I'll get to you one more time. It's 469-600-8794. Well, let me catch up on some phone calls, and I want to talk about a couple of other things that I haven't gotten to yet. Jane in Garland is next up. Hello, Jane.
Good morning. Yeah, I live in an area where all sorts of God's creatures make it to my back door, and I just need to know if possums pose any danger to cats or pets. The reason I ask is I've got a feral cat that's adopted me, and I feed it, and it sleeps on my back patio. And last night I saw a possum come up and eat the remaining cat food, cleaned up what was left out there, and the feral cat woke up, and it just kind of watched it, and they were within a foot of each other.
Interesting.
And, you know, it was like neither one paid any attention to the other, so they kind of ignored each other. So I was just curious if they pose any threat to cats or dogs.
Well, you can always have a situation where any wild animal could have a disease, you know, that could be dangerous to cats or dogs or whatever. But for the most part, and I think this is a fairly well-kept secret, possums are really not a big problem. There are people that really like to protect them and think that they really serve a beneficial kind of thing. They'll eat some food if you make it available. I wish I had a feral cat. We have roof rats that come in, you know, from the creek area. Even we're not feeding our dogs outside, but they come in for ginkgo fruit and other kind of things, and kind of a problem. If we had a feral cat back in there, if the dogs could get along with it, we'd probably have less trouble with that. I would say leave the possums alone if it were mine. My dogs go after little possums every now and then and really get into it with them, but I think they would go after, you know, any kind of wild animal that comes in. I've never had a specific report of one biting and causing a problem or giving a pet a disease or anything like that. And what they do compared to damage compared to squirrels and raccoons and other animals, they just don't do much damage. They don't cause much problem at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we've got a lot of them. I live on Duck Creek, and we've just got all sorts of varmints and creatures up and down the creek. So lots of possums. And then I just wanted to make another comment. I also saw a hawk capture a turtle dove and flew away with it, and I wasn't aware that they preyed upon other birds.
Yeah, they sure will. They will from time to time. They go after whatever is around that they can get their hands on. I've seen on the golf course, we have a lot of hawks. I think they like the fact that it's real open and they can easily get to the prey. They primarily go after squirrels, but I've seen them kill several different species of birds on the course before, too.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, the little possums are kind of interesting. They can do something that's so fascinating. You know, this playing possum is not just a fun thing to say. They actually can stop their heartbeat and stop their breathing, and they literally look like they're completely dead. You know, they open their mouth and have that grimace and all that, and they fake out animals that are trying to hurt them. 100%. Now, I've seen them, and they look completely dead before, and I'll go in, take the dogs in or something, and I'll come back, and they're gone. You know, not really hurt at all.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good luck with your animals.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see who is next. Candace in Arlington next up. Hello, Candace.
Hello, Dr. Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Well, that's good. Thank you. I had a possum, too, who befriended one of my cats who I had taken in, but the cat had AIDS and leukemia, so I kept him out on a back deck, you know, all closed in, and a big carrier with hay and all that. And he had a possum friend. They used to eat together. So cute. Anyway.
That's cool.
Okay, back to the saga of the passion flower vine. And I had told you that it had these two little growths on it. I thought they were tumors. What did I know? But you said they're fruit. Well, they're still really green and hard. I'm afraid they're going to freeze and never go anywhere. Could I cut them off the vine and bring them into a sunny windowsill or just not?
That's a good question. I've never done it. The only ones I've ever eaten turned orange on the vine. the passion fruit. Mm. And my white one at home that I got originally from Bob in San Antonio, it's a beautiful, beautiful vine, but the passion fruit never fully develops. It turns into kind of a hollow, almost like a little orange balloon, and never fills out. So I think it's kind of the luck of the draw with them.
Okay.
There's probably certain species and varieties that that form the fruit better than others. But pick some of the green ones before we're going to have a hard next frost and protect them and see if they do you know, ripen up inside like a tomato will. I just don't know the answer to that.
Okay. All right. I'll find out.
You are in charge of that research.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, Candace. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Let's, lines are open at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. I'll be right back.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, as we wind down the show this weekend, we got one more segment after this, but we got a few things to work in. Work in some of your calls if you want to do that too. 866-444-3478. One of the things that I wanted to do is to ask you for some help on something, and it's kind of unusual. One of the things is my art that I'm doing. Yeah, I'm doing paintings and drawings and things like that, but I'm also doing some sculpture. It's been fun. I've learned how to use some equipment I've never used before. Learning how to drill holes in really, really hard stuff is one of the things I've learned how to do. But I've been working on a wood sculpture that I started, literally I started it almost 30 years ago. Beautiful piece of red cherry. And I've turned it in. I've finally decided exactly what I wanted out of it. And I got back, as I set up this art studio and started doing this stuff to try to raise some money for Torque, I got into finishing this piece. And what I've it's going to be called, the series is going to be called the Sponge line. And when you see it, I think that we've got a photograph of the way it stands on dirtdoctor.com now. You'll see why the name, but enormous amount of time. I'm not ever going to be able to sell it because it's going to be worth too much. I've got too much time in it, but I want to do more of them in a little bit smaller fashion. And I'm very much interested in doing some work with Paulownia wood, the Royal Paulownia or Empress tree. It's difficult. You can buy it in planks and boards at a couple of places, you know, hobby shop type places and Rocklers and places like that, but it's difficult to find anything of any size, you know, that would be a 4x8 or 4x4, you know, log or something like that. So what I wanted to put out to everybody out there, I know that a lot of people have Royal Paulownias, and some people love them. Other people don't because it is considered an invasive species. We did a newsletter on it not too long ago. You can see it. By the way, you can go back into the archives and see all the past newsletters, but I did a newsletter on it and talked about the high quality wood that it has, which is very unusual for a fast growing, considered a junk tree by, you know, most of the industry, I guess, unless you're in the business of selling it. Tree has gorgeous high quality wood. It's very light and it's easy to work. It's kind of a little harder, supposedly. I haven't worked it yet, but the reading about it, it sounds like it's almost as soft as balsa, but not quite as much, but also has beautiful color and is just a real high quality wood. My question to you, my request to you is, if anybody out there has any trees and you decide to take them down, or you've had to prune them, some big limbs or something, I would love to get some irregular pieces of Royal Paulownia, the Empress tree, to turn into a sculpture. I'd really appreciate it, and we'll reward you with a piece of art. I don't know if I'll reward you with a piece of art or one of those that takes too long, but maybe something else, and maybe that too, but that would be my request. If you know anybody ever taking any down or doing any pruning, I'd love to get some of it to work. The other thing I wanted to tell you before we go back to the phone, and I brought this up with Bob when he was asking me about what gifts I recommend. A gift of health, you know, I've talked about the stem cell therapy. That's a great one. Another one that would be completely free for you is this. There is a doctor by the name of Dr. Zach Bush. I'm going to try to get a hold of him and have him on the show sometime. But he's a fascinating young doctor that is into a lot of things that we talk about here, the natural organic approach and healthy food and all that kind of thing. But he has come up with an exercise program that I recommend everybody out there do. Judy and has gotten into it to a degree, and I've gotten into it to a degree, not as much as I should, and I'll tell you the difference in a minute. Bo and Logan are doing it some, and everybody that's using it so far is really seeing the benefits from it. It's so simple, it's incredible. It takes about 4 minutes to do this exercise. It's basically doing some knee bends, doing some arm lifts, doing arms over the head, kind of like you'd do your arms if you were doing jumping jacks. And then the last is punching the sky. That's it. Those four things. I do 10 of each. I'm going to do a video of it. Yoga Mike and I have been talking a long time, and we need to get back together and do a video of us doing it, and also the other program that I've developed myself. But you can see Zach Bush's by just simply doing a search for him on the internet. Go to Dr. Zach Bush, B-U-S-H, just like the president's. And there's a video, exercise video, and it shows him doing it. And it's the simplest thing in the world. And what it does that's so important is it releases nitric oxide in your body. You know, a lot of people take nitric oxide. If you do this, I don't think you need to purchase it. Do a simple little exercise. He recommends it 3 times a day. I always forget to do it more than once a day, and that's going to be my New Year's resolution, is do it more on a regular basis. I do another little exercise program that goes along with it that I got from Yoga Mike and one of his friends to begin with, and then I've added to it myself. It's joint exercises, all the joints in your body, and I'll explain it a little bit, and we'll have to do a video of it for sure because it's mine, basically. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll talk to you about that when I come back. Don't go away.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garajuice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Mary or Martha, I think it was, dropped off, and she wanted to know why our red oak was losing leaves. Is that right, David? Maybe she's calling back. They're supposed to. They're deciduous. They're going away. Real quickly on the exercise thing, and I'll get to the phones, so hang on, everybody. The joint exercise, I'm really going to need to do a video for you on that. It's an exercise program that I, using some information from other people, developed that you can do entirely standing up. So people could do it when they're traveling in an airport, at home, or whatever. You don't have to have a mat or whatever. And it exercises first your wrists, and then your elbows, then your shoulders in a couple of different ways, your hips, your knees, your ankles. And really, especially for old people like me, it's a really good thing, and it works beautifully with Dr. Zach Bush's nitric oxide thing, and we'll try to. I've been talking about it for a while. We'll just do it soon. Sometime soon, that'll be our New Year's present to everybody, to show people how to do these very simple exercises and really make you feel better, and I think give some long-term health benefits as well. Mary came back. Good. Mary, is that the deal? Your red oaks are losing leaves?
Yes. Well, it's completely bare now, and I wondered, it seemed like to have the tree pruned, they'd have an easier time seeing which limbs are dead when the leaves are out.
Well, most good arborists can tell that difference in the winter because they'll look different. The dead stuff, you know, has a shriveled kind of a different color a little bit and a different look. So a good arborist doesn't have any problem with that at all. If you want to wait and do it after the leaves are on in the summertime, I wouldn't do it in the spring. I'd wait until everything's hardened off and get into the summer. But if it were mine, I'd go ahead and do it now. They can tell the difference, yeah.
Okay, good. And what do you think about pit scale? He told me I had pit scale.
Well, pit scale is one of those ubiquitous kind of things. It's usually on all the trees to some degree. If you do the sick tree treatment and have the flare greatly exposed, like I recommend, and use the basic organic program, the pit scale will decrease and probably go completely away. It's not a real serious scale anyway. It's more of a little cosmetic thing.
Okay, good news. All right. All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Let's see what Pamela is up to in Fort Worth. Hi, Pamela.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been using those saucers that go under plant pots.
Yeah.
For some time. I have a couple that I use for bird baths.
Okay.
And I just started wondering if they deteriorate and put toxins in the water that would be harmful to the birds.
What are they made out of? Why are you concerned about that?
Well, they're the I don't know what they are besides plasticky kind of, you know, those, the lightweight.
But other than, they're not terracotta, they're plastic. I wouldn't worry about that. I'd just clean them every now and then. And even the algae that would grow in them from time to time is not usually.
Yeah, I keep them clean.
Yeah, that's normally not harmful either. You probably get maybe a little bit of outgassing from any kind of plastic, but I don't think it'd be enough of a problem to worry about.
Oh, good, because they work perfectly where they are. So,
okay.
Well, thank you. You've relieved my mind.
Okay, I don't think that'll be a problem. We do the same thing a lot.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you.
Talk to
Bye.
You later. For whoever's getting set up on line one, let me finish a couple of things here for you. What was the other thing? I get in trouble every time this subject comes up, but it came up. So there's a deal on in the news right now about the fact that more than 40% of Americans are refusing to take flu shots. And so I always get asked about it, and my answer is always the same. I've never had a flu shot in my life. I never will. I talk to people on a regular basis that have the flu and took the flu shot. So I don't really want to get into a debate with anybody about it. It's just that's, you know, how it is with our family, the whole family. When I was in the Marines, you know, we were given shots, you know, no telling what all we got. And I may have gotten one then. I don't remember them ever saying that we did. But never as a kid did I have one, and never as an adult have I had one. Logan has never. I don't know if Bo, her husband, has or not. I know he doesn't now. But it's a call you make yourself, but I think it's being way overplayed by people that I go into stores all the time that are offering to give you one free or whatever, you know, and it kind of surprises the folks when I tell them, no, I don't do flu shots. So anyway, it's in the news, and just thought I would give you my take on the deal. This is, I thought we had one more caller coming up, but David must have taken care of him in there. The thing I want to finish up with is just talking about some of the other things where you can get information about this natural organic program. As I like to state, We don't recommend the natural organic program as a gigantic environmental statement or, you know, a way to necessarily save the world. Those are great side benefits that come from it. The main reason that I recommend this natural organic approach is very simple. It works better. It works better in every way. And if you do it, whether you're a commercial situation, a golf course, a park, and we're you know, working with some commercial people now that I'll tell you more about as we get into the new year, it works better. It's easier to do. It's more fun to do. It's cost effective. It saves money. It'll cut the water bill by somewhere around 40 to 50%. It's been proven on several projects. Why is it not used by more people, you ask? The question, very common question that I get. Well, number one, I've written a lot about this, but the number one reason is that it's not in the system enough. It's not taught at universities. This natural organic approach is not taught at major universities. It's not taught at two-year universities as a complete program. There are some courses taught. There's some agricultural schools that are teaching some sustainable and agricultural techniques and so on and so forth. But the complete program that we explain in my books and on the website, and the most thorough place for it is on the course, the Natural Organic Certification course that you can sign up for and take. The regular price is one thing. You can see what it is. Go to dirtdoctor.com. It's less than $200. You can win it by and nobody got it today, I don't think. The mystery photograph, you can identify it, and you can still do it before we put the identification on there for you and win one of the courses. If you have employees and want to do multiple people taking the 15-chapter course, that's great. We've had some companies do that, and they're using the fact that they're certified in the natural organic approach by Toric as part of their marketing, and that's perfectly fine. That's one of the things that you can do once you have completed our course. You do have to pass tests, 15 of them. There's 15 tests, one after each chapter, and you have to pass it 100%. Not 70, but I'm pretty thorough. I teach it. I teach the course, and I use a lot of the photography that I've taken through the years to show you these all the different things that I'm talking about in a lot of detail, and I highlight the things that I'm going to cover on the test. The test is very reasonable. It's not hard at all, plus the fact it's an open book test. You can have anything there you want, including the 25-page, 26-page cheat sheet that we provide when you sign up for the test, and it covers all the points that are covered in the exams. It's a lot of fun. Give it a shot if you haven't looked at it yet, and you can go to dirtdoctor.com, and it tells you right there how to sign up for it. If you have multiple employees to take it, there will be discounts involved. If you have a nonprofit organization, there are discounts involved. You can call our office and talk to Doug and learn about how all that works. And we'd love for you to be a part of the community that we have there. Hopefully, we can help encourage major universities and other kinds of universities to start doing this as well. We're certainly available to help with that. We do consultation with all kinds of different people, and some cities are now starting to look at it and get involved, and the pressure is building. But the well-kept secret still today is how well it works. The chemical people, the chemical pushers, they push the chemicals because that's all they understand. They don't know how to do the organic thing, so they just avoid it. And in the process, they end up bad-mouthing it, that it doesn't work as well, that it's slower, that it costs more, you know, all of those things, which are not true. The other thing that's happening with the natural organic approach is it's getting better and better and better. There are more and more companies doing research, coming out with additional products and all that kind of thing. The two that I'm really excited about, you've heard me talk about before, are Pure Grow and BioSafe, because both of those were big companies that were involved in selling this natural organic technology products in agriculture, but had not gotten into the retail market, and they are both there now. The BioSafe has the hydrogen peroxide products and natural herbicides. The Pure Grow has natural herbicides and insect and disease control, both just wonderful products. So the quality of the products and the efficacy is just getting better and better and better. So we hope you come aboard. Well, Merry Christmas. I'll probably see you again next week, but until I see you again, just get out there and go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens and trees. Enjoy the holiday season and all your friends and relatives, and we'll see you next time. If you have some questions before I see you again, real simple, just go to the website, dirtdoctor.com. That's the hub, and from that you can go to the newsletter, go to the ground crew, the Organic Club of America, any of the other things related and connected right there to dirtdoctor.com. Enjoyed being with you, and I'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grow's Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. As for Pure Grow's Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store, learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
What's left with leaving David 6 minutes of show to do? I'm sure he would have handled it fine, but I'll hang around for just a little bit longer myself. I think over the 30, I don't know how many years it's been, 35 years I've been doing the show in two different radio stations, actually three, counting a little bit of stuff I did at WRR early on for helping Lamberts with some marketing and everything. I've done that three times, almost left before it was time to leave. Here's Larry in Ogden, Utah. Hello, Larry.
Hi.
What's up?
I had a couple of things. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about the use of soybean meal for a nitrogen fertilizer.
It's not a bad fertilizer at all. Some people are a little bit concerned about the GMO properties of soy. You know, soy has been genetically modified for longer than anything, but the organic program, the stimulation of biological activity, is the neutralizing factor that will take care of the GMO problem. So it's kind of a good news, bad news thing. I think soy bean meal is a pretty good organic fertilizer. And in fact, if you ever buy and use dry molasses, the carrier of not all of it, but most of the dry molasses on the market is soy. It's a little bits of the soy hull, I think, primarily, but you get a little bit of the benefit of the protein in the soy. But yeah, like you said, it's a protein product and a good organic fertilizer. I don't know how it costs compared to other blends.
It's pretty reasonable. I wouldn't price it at the farm store the other day.
Okay. No, I think it would be fine. I think using it along with the Garrett juice and the other things that we recommend and just keeping the biological activity high, what little negative there would be about it being GMO. And I think the chances of you buying it from a farm store, it's 100% chance it's going to be genetically modified. So just know that. But I don't think that's a big problem because, like I say, I use dry molasses all the time, and it has soy in it too. I don't feel concerned at all.
Okay. Yeah, I use dry molasses too. I was just wondering if you had ever seen a film called The Symphony of the Soil.
I've seen a lot of things that have similar names. I may have seen that. Who's the author?
I'm not sure. It was on the educational channel here in Utah yesterday.
Okay.
It's an hour long, and it's a magnificent treatment of, explaining different kinds of soils, the relationship between the microorganisms and the plant roots and the bad things that chemicals have caused in the soil.
That sounds good. The symphony.
I didn't know there was anything like that out.
Yeah, there's a couple of other related things, but that one sounds a little bit different, so I'll definitely check it out. Symphony of the Soil?
Yeah.
And it was on PBS?
Yes, I think it was on PBS. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. I was one of the columns that I when I write columns for the Dallas Morning News and the newsletters too, I tend to pick a topic and start doing an outline and writing in advance, and I just kind of add to it, and I'll sometimes do research and then bring in some information from some other people's writing and everything. And one of the ones that I've got about halfway done is about soil and the secrets of the soil, the same thing that this sounds like it's about. So it'd be perfect timing for me to see it.
Yeah, I was really impressed. It was really a great, explanation of the whole process.
Did it talk specifically about mycorrhizal fungus by any chance?
Yes, it did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Sounds like they knew what they were talking about. When I do the one that I'm going to do, I'm going to put the photograph that I show in all my talks when I talk about soils that I tell people is maybe the most important photograph I'm going to show you. It's a pine tree seedling in a growth chamber, and what you think you're looking at is the root system of the pine tree seedling. It's real big and fills up the growth chamber and everything, and then I tell people that what you're looking at there is not the roots at all. The roots are just these little bitty brown things up here at the top. All this white that's the mass of the structure is the mycorrhizal fungus or mycorrhizae.
And they showed all kinds of examples of that, photos of it. Yeah,
that's great. Well, I will definitely look into it. The Symphony
check it
of
out.
The Soil. I will check it out. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it, Larry. And let's see. Yeah, and the other thing that there's a bunch of books. There's a book that's written by a fellow that's on the air up in Washington State, Lowenfeld. He and another fellow have written a book that's a real good one on mycorrhizae and just other biological activity in the soil. But it's the secret to everything we talk about here. I used to tell people that when you're going to buy a product, run this thought model through your brain, and if it passes, buy the product. If it doesn't, don't buy the product. And that is this: if I buy this product, will it help or hurt the earthworms? You could expand it to say, will it help or hurt the life in the soil in general, the microbes and the things that you can see as well as the microscopic things. Well, I really am going to go out of here now, so I'll see you next week. And in the meantime, if you've got some questions, check dirtdoctor.com because it'll lead you to all the other places. And sign up for our newsletter. It's free. Just sign up right on dirtdoctor.com and you'll get it electronically every week. We don't do a written one, just the electronic. I'll see you next time. Thanks very much.